And then fourthly and lastly is this. Hard preaching is preaching that names the names. Everybody get that? Number one, bold preaching. Number two, preaching that is specific and not vague. Number three, preaching that is heavy on Bible. And number four, preaching that names the names. And I'm not just talking about naming the names of the Hollywood sodomites, but also naming the names of false prophets and false teachers. And if we look in the books of Paul and the books of John in the New Testament, they named a lot of names. Names like Phygellus, Hermogenes, Hymenaeus, Philetus, Diotrephes. They listed the false teachers of their day. They said, these guys are false teachers. Here's the preaching that they're doing. Today, you have Baptist preachers who won't even name Billy Graham as being an apostate, even when he said that Muslims and Hindus are going to heaven. You've got preachers that don't even want to preach against Joel Osteen. I downloaded a sermon recently from an independent fundamental Baptist church. He didn't even want to name the Mormons. He's like, there's a certain false religion. I don't want to say who it is. I'm not down on them. I don't want to attack them, but you know, they have this false doctrine. He won't even name the Mormon prophet. He won't even name Joel Osteen. They won't even name Billy Graham. And let me tell you something, I'm gonna name Rick Warren. Amen. And I'm gonna name Tommy Barnett right here in town. Amen. Put that in your Pope and smack it. That Tommy Barnett at the Phoenix First Assembly is a lying false prophet. He's buddies with a faggot, Ted Haggard. He brought in Ted Haggard to work on his staff, who was caught being a sodomite. He brought him in and had him on his staff for 1 year, counseling people in his church, preaching lies, preaching that you can lose your salvation. Preaching another gospel. Look, John MacArthur is a false prophet, denies the blood of Christ, promotes all these false Bible versions, is a hyper-Calvinist, teaches work salvation, and recently, go on YouTube and see it for yourself, recently John MacArthur, the man who denies the blood, one of the most popular preachers in America, okay, he recently stated that if you take the mark of the beast during the tribulation, you can still be saved. He just came, when is this guy going to stop? Okay, when are people going to stop listening to this guy? He's popular. They love him. And he's one of the architects of the pre-trib rapture. He's one of the ones who promotes it the most. And he literally said, are you listening to this? John MacArthur said, take the mark of the beast and you could still be saved. You could still go to heaven. If that's not satanic, well, we already knew he was satanic when he said the blood of Jesus doesn't wash away your sins. We already knew he was satanic when he's preaching work salvation. But look, he's popular. I will name the names. I'm not afraid to preach against him. I'm not afraid to preach against Tommy Barnett. I'm not afraid to preach against the false teachers of our day. I'm not afraid to call him out by name because Bible preachers called him out by name. And if that's a little too hard for you and you are looking for a softer church, smooth, something that goes down cool, refreshing, crisp, clean type preaching.
Go to New Spring.
Yeah, exactly. If you live in South Carolina. That's kind of a far drive if they live in Phoenix.